Psalm 50 verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Psalm number 50. Can we stand up? I want to prophesy also. And you must like my prophecy, whether you like it or not. Psalm 50 verse 1 up to verse 6. The mighty God, even the Lord, had spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Verse 5. And this is what we are responding to here tonight. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what will happen? And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. The church will say, be seated. He specifically said, we should gather the saints together. Who are they? Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. By sacrifice. The sacrifice that accompanies our gathering here is that we sacrifice our sleep for 3 nights. This night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. God, even our God, shall bless us. God honors sacrifice. And this sacrifice is worth it. Brethren, we are here to arm ourselves. But this arming of ourselves is not revealed to all. That a revelated psalmist, therefore, had this to say in Psalm 91. Let's read it from verse 1. What did he say? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know why it is secret? Because it is not revealed to all. You and I know today that the safest place to be on earth is to be in Christ Jesus. It is a secret place because not everyone has that revelation. A lot of people don't know that Jesus is the way. A lot of people don't know the benefit of being in Christ. A lot of people on earth here don't know. And even many that go to church, they go to church as religion. They are Christian by religion, not by revelation. That's why people, we come here now, we have a prayer meeting to arm ourselves, and we are here going to take communion. Which one be communion again? We are here to pray. But the judge shall live by revelation, by faith. This is what the psalmist says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my what? That is the place of protection. And my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, including COVID-19. He shall cover thee with the feathers, with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Because some witches operate in the day also, some operate in the night. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, because coronavirus is not seen with ordinary eye. Nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but they shall not come nigh thee. The church will say, yes. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, you have made him thy habitation. Because of it, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It is a promise. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, if they put poison and you match it. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. This is thus said the Lord now. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. What is his name? What is his name? What is his name? What is his name? He shall call upon me, thus said the Lord, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Finally, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The church will say, the church will say, hallelujah. Our overcoming power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. When you come to Christ, see your position. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22, 23, and 24. When you come to Christ, but you are come unto Mount Zion, and deliverance is assured on Mount Zion. Deliverance is assured in Christ Jesus. You have come unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Pastor Maxwell gave us a revelation that one angel went in battle for the children of Israel against the enemies, and only one angel slaughtered 185,000, according to the scripture. Now, when you come to Christ, these angels are uncountable, assurance of our deliverance. Hallelujah. You have also come to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. And Jesus, Jehovah God, told the children of Israel, all firstborn are mine, which are written in heaven. And you have come to the God, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of judgment made perfect. And verse 24, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Let me read it again. Verse 24, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So in Matthew 26 and verse 26, Matthew 26 and verse 26, 27. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. What is it? For this is my blood of the new covenant, new testament, which is shed for many. For what? For the remission of our sins. The accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That is what Revelation 12 verse 11 said. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb, that is where our protection is. That is the secret place of the Most High. That blood is still speaking today. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That blood is the price for our redemption. Hanging on the cross on Calvary, he shouted in John 19 verse 30, he said, it is finished. The power that Satan has over us is finished. In this period and every day of our lives, we are covered. That is the joy of the believer. He sees what we cannot see. There are battles that are fought for us every day that we may not know. When you were sleeping, you didn't know what was going on. Like that CCTV footage, you can show them so that people will understand why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. It is always while men slept that the enemy came. When you are sleeping, you don't know the protection God gives us. He that watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. His eyes are continually, the Bible says, runneth to and fro, showing himself mighty on behalf of his children. Hallelujah. That is the confidence we have. Brethren, if you catch a revelation of what happened on the cross on Calvary, there is a confidence you have that enables you to pray. When you see a Christian finding it difficult to pray, it is a function of his understanding of what Christ did on the cross on Calvary. And when Satan, knowing the power of prayer, is the one, the first aspect of your life, the first aspect of your life, Christian life, spiritual life, that he attacks is your prayer life. If Satan is able to get your prayer life, he has finished destroying you. When a Christian cannot wake up in the night and pray, it's because you don't know what the Bible said, the rulers of darkness. Church, while you are sleeping, the enemy is not sleeping. Watch this. We have shown it here before. If you have not seen it, this is a CCTV. See, all of a sudden, something appeared in that compound in the night. This is not Nollywood. This took place. We understand in Ghana. While they were sleeping, a witch flew into the compound. And God allowed this camera to pick it. I was recording what was going on. When we say you should pray in this church, we have 1 hour with Jesus. All our members, every night, midnight, pray at least 1 hour before you sleep. Some will not do it. But the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. So if you sleep with a gun, loaded gun in your room, and think that is what you are only seeking for protection from the physical one, what of the one that comes spiritual? He went to the car. The person parked his car there. Only God knows what will happen when that person will enter that car to start driving. When you wake up. See him there. Sorry, see her there. A woman. Woman. See him. Imagine. He has possessed that compound. They always move for back like this. Contrary people. Now he's going to go inside the compound, inside the room now. They disappear inside the room. It's a video, means security camera, so it's the area you put it will catch. So it's what is going on inside, we don't know, but certainly he has entered inside and they are there snoring and sleeping. He goes in there and carries a child, the baby, and comes out. Shortly, he has appeared. See. He's carrying somebody's newborn baby. The mother is sleeping. When the enemy is walking on the baby, small time, you say, I don't understand what is wrong with this baby. Making initiation and initiating that baby, casting spells upon that baby. That dance is a familiar dance. I see that dance, and they dance for the church. Some people, they dance that dance. Making invocation and incantation and casting spells upon that baby, the mother and the father are sleepy. Imagine. Only God knows. And for that, this person to confidently come like that, it's either the mother-in-law or who? Even a man. Men are too busy for this type of thing. See, he has finished what he wants to do with the baby and he has returned the baby. The assignment he came for that night. Shortly after, he places the baby wherever he picked the baby and comes out. Appear and disappear. And the mother is still sleeping. Oh. Don't come back. Imagine. You see, I've seen this dance before. Juri Aria. Na imoto de dia so is rejoicing, saying, I've succeeded. They didn't see me. I have considered. I told you my power personal. Oh. Don't enter moto. Don't enter moto. I've been Okada. Oh, fear. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. But when you come to Christ, you come to the blood of sprinkling. That blood was offered to us on the cross of Calvary. Our protection is in his blood. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, 24, 25. Apostle Paul said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And the same, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. You remember what he did on the cross on Calvary till he come. Something happened on the cross of Calvary in John chapter 19 and verse 34. After he gave up the ghost, something came out. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Church, can we stand up? Our protection is in the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. That song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. You know what? That cleft, the cleft is a small opening in a rock. A big rock with a small crack opening, very small. And the story goes, those who follow the animal world, and a little rat is running from a prey, maybe from a cat. The cat saw the rat and saw meat, and they are in the bush. The cat begins to run after it. The cat is faster than the rat, is bigger than the rat, is stronger than the rat. But the rat is running somewhere. It's running towards a rock. If it gets to that rock, there is an opening there. It is called a cleft. If it's able to enter, he is small enough to enter. Once he enter there, he can remain there. The cat cannot enter that place. It's too small for him to enter. It is his place of refuge. Small as we are, no matter how big the trouble is, no matter how strong the enemy is, there is a rock with a cleft that keeps us protected. Shall we sing that song? It's a prayer. Everybody now.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me
Was a price for our redemption. The water is the power of restoration. It all flows from the cross of Calvary. For it is written, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Somebody, as you will eat this bread today, this is a prophetic action. The bread and the wine before you is Jesus Christ in your hands. This is our own way of bringing you to the cross of Calvary. If you will pick this thing with the revelation that should go with it, if you eat this body offered for you, any sickness in your body will disappear. As you will take the wine, it is the blood you are taking. Any covenant that has been working against you directly or indirectly, whether you inherited it or you entered into it knowingly or unknowingly, becomes old covenant. That covenant becomes destroyed today. If you will catch this revelation. We are putting on the whole armor of God. And this armor of God we are putting on, praise the Lord, hallelujah, gives you protection. And everything is summarized in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, as we'll be coming out to take the bread and to take the wine with this understanding, that deliverance came through Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross on Calvary. Restoration came from what he did on the cross on Calvary. That the blood is still speaking now. That blood will speak for me all the days of my life, in all my journeys throughout this period. If you catch the revelation of what happened on the cross of Calvary, represented today by this bread and the wine, I don't need to give you prayer points. You watch what the devil is doing. I don't have to give you a prayer point. If you catch this revelation, immediately you hold this bread and you hold this, the wine, the cup. He called the Apostle Paul, call it the cup of blessing. You will automatically know which prayer to pray. Because we are here to invoke the benefit of the cross. You will say, as I will eat this today, I renew my covenant with you, Lord. The bread is here, it's your body. By your stripes I am healed. Lord, heal me. Lord, let no sickness enter this body. Any particular infirmity in your body, mention it. He cannot deny himself. Like all these sisters that are sitting down when we are standing up, it's evidence you are weak. Lord, strengthen me. Increase my strength so that I can stand like other people are standing. We are standing, you are sitting there. It's because you are weak. Lord, increase my strength, my spiritual strength, my physical strength. Lord, as I will take this blood, anything the enemy has used, the blood of a human being, the blood of an animal, and cast any spell upon me, as I take this blood of Jesus, let it be reversed. And let your blood speak for me in my Father's compound. where I'm doing my business, in these journeys I'll be traveling, in these places I'm looking for favor, let your blood speak for me. For the next 1 hour, 1 hour is too small to begin to pray non-stop. If you catch a revelation of what we are here to invoke for our lives, nobody will pray your prayer for you. I cannot pray your prayer better than you can pray your own prayer. If I'm to call prayer points, there are areas of your life that I may not touch. But if I give you chance to talk to God, remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. He who asks, receives. Say, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. The assurance, John 14, verse 14. This is the assurance for our prayers. John 14 and verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. It is thus said the Lord Jesus Christ. And he keeps his word. As you'll be taking this communion, the bread, facing the bread, when you finish, then come to the wine. Face the body of Jesus Christ that was offered for us, bruised for our iniquity. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Claim your healing. Claim protection from any sickness as you will eat it. They ate the Passover lamb in Egypt, and in all their journey, there was no hospital for 40 years that they visited. You say, is it possible? 40 years, they did not have hospital in the wilderness journey till they reached the promised land, no hospital. Is it possible now? Yes, it is possible. That's why I love communion. That's why I love communion. Because I see it as an opportunity to renew my covenant, renew my strength, renew God's promise for me. Amen. I am a witness that God can divinely heal his people. From 1989 till now, how many years, mathematician? From 1989 to 2021,
About 32 years,
I have had no reason to go to the hospital because I am sick. Oh, glory be to God. And I pray that God will allow me to sustain this testimony till the day he will take me home. 32 years, somebody has not gone to the hospital because he's sick. I didn't say I was not sick. When I fall sick, I call upon him. I remind him what he did on the cross on Calvary. He heals me. So I'm a true witness. If you take this bread and this wine with that revelation, in that revelation, you pray the prayer you should pray. Not this prayer half awake, half asleep. Which time now they close? Now? Which time they close? Who forced you come here? This may be the only opportunity you have. There is a life that is in the blood of Jesus. Somebody, you will drink this wine and you will receive the Holy Ghost. Sure. Praise God. Somebody here. The enemy waiting for you in the village because they heard that you are coming. He will wait and wait in vain in the name of Jesus. He will throw arrow, you will eat that meat and nothing will happen to you. You will match whatever they put there and nothing will happen to you. Because I am saved, whatever may betide me. I am saved, whoever may betide me.